The Solution of Adolf Hitler for Ending the Jewry Domination by High Priest Hooded Cobra. Thursday, June 9th, 2016. How the Jews act should be very evident to people that actually know them and pay attention. Most people have the attention span of a fish, the memory of a fish, and the mind of a sheep. These people are the easy prey of the Jews. The Jew, in their existence, has learned important crafts of misdirection and confusion. This is upon what they thrive. As High Priestess Maxine wrote, the Jew thrives on lack of spirituality. Aside everything, spirituality increases the consciousness and awareness. The opened third eye is exactly this thing. Now, as for the Jews, you can observe some very interesting patterns. One pattern is all their enemies are Jewish themselves. This tactic is based on their inner melanomia of the Jewish aliens that they are superior to everyone else. As thus, no goyim, animal for slave in Hebrew, can ever oppose them. They do not accept in any way the possibility of this, so they project. The other pattern is also quite easy. Jews always cover their tracks. Unlike all other races on the earth, the Jews have went into all sorts of abnormal attempts or all sorts of lies, despite all evidence to lie. This is called pilpup in the Yeshiva dictionary. This is where one lies against all evidence with even bigger lies. When the Jews are revealed, they are Khazars, Semites, Egyptian, or Hindu, or whatever. German Jews, American Jews, the list goes endless. Never ever just Jews. They are never Jews when they are attacked and revealed. When it comes to this, the Jew is always harmless and innocent. Another thing is, you are always wrong. Evidence doesn't really matter. The Jews know the goyim are more susceptible to being destroyed by feeling. This is why their enemy programs emphasize on feeling. Feelings can be easily manipulated by the Jews, and they have made in-depth studies into this, same as manipulating the mass mind. The same mean pattern is where they claim they are not a race, even though a Jew or even mixed Jews can be easily recognized by their distinctive characteristics. They are, but they abuse the feeling of doubt in people in order to pass away their lies. The Jews are a race and they claim it openly. They also abhor their own who are mixed. This goes so deep that the average mind cannot really comprehend this. Satanists are not meant to be average minds. These people don't accept facts because they can't get into their tiny head. Reality, however, goes far deeper. Satanism comes from Satyan, truth eternal. When they are in a position of triumph and power, they rant and rave about their racial Jewishness. They themselves in their inner circle do affirm, accept, and are entirely aware of their racial mission, even their different genes, and how they are spiritually and existentially separated above all others. Another very important thing the Jews do is that they abuse the feelings of hope. Hope is maybe one of the most observed feelings of the Jewish race, as their myths of salvation and waiting to be saved are all built on this concept. So the goyim sit down all day like couch potatoes or never demand anything because it will come. It never comes though. Hope without action is totally useless. Combined with action, it turns into something entirely else. Then from this build up the illusion of choice. The same can be seen in the Hillary and Trump meme, which is good cop, bad cop game of the Jews in America right now. This is the same as the Christianity, Judaism in opposition meme, or the Orthodox versus Catholics meme. The two or more choices that are owned by the same person is a classical way of how the Jews dominated people. The Jews rule by the illusion of choice. 99% of humanity can be fooled with the illusion of choice. The Jews can't really go open and dictate what they want. This is why they manipulate choices instead. Remember, they are an alien race and a slave or oligarchy. Above all, the enemy uses people from within their own system to do their fighting for them. The enemy doesn't go out on the front until past the point of being super powerful. They put others to do their fighting, like misled sheeple, Christians, Muslims, and the list goes on. The enemy doesn't want to waste precious Jewish lives. Fighting is for the goyim, and wars are for the goyim. In their mind, if they can reduce the numbers of the hated white goyim while sacrificing other goyim, or generally turn people to destroy one another, all the better for them, as no effort is wasted on themselves. This is why the Jewish Torah is filled with messages of how son attacks father, or how other tribes infight all the time, etc. All caused by the hand of Jehovah, which is actually a blueprint of Jewish magic or trickery. One last thing to remember is that the Jews are literally on a race against time. They are keeping the masses asleep, working to death to create their own destruction and preoccupied. This is done on purpose, as they know the human lifespan is small. They totally misdirect people into a world of illusion, vanity, and lies that leads a soul absolutely nowhere. This ties into the metaphysical death the enemy programs are teaching, and also the capstone of it is a feeling of hope that one will be saved. The Jew plays a savior and the destroyer at the same time. This is in their Torah, where one Jew makes one Gentile go bankrupt, and the other Jew lends him money on high interest. In short, the Jews lie, deceive, create illusions, and keep the people eternally preoccupied while exploiting their existence to become even more powerful. At all costs, they must remain hidden, and they have absolutely no boundaries on what they will do or how they will act to preserve their nasty existence. The enemy also thrives on lack of knowledge on the part of the victim. This is apparent in their spiritual attacks, where they attack people who are against them of being Jewish, or cause all sorts of other insane and bizarre attacks. Adolf Hitler mentioned that the only real saving of humanity from the Jew would come by a spiritual revolution based around National Socialism. He himself was a supremely spiritual being, and the enemy knows this, while they have spewed out that he was even an Antichrist as well, or made other revelations about him being in the occult or other things. The point remains that Adolf Hitler was a most spiritual being, same as many people around him. While Adolf Hitler and others knew about the divine messages behind National Socialism, many people of their age did not quite understand. The enemy was not afraid of guns and violence from National Socialism. They were afraid of the idea in itself, because it professed paradise on earth, life, intelligence, betterment of humanity, revealing the Jews, and all these values that make life impossible for the Jews. The enemy requires dark ages, gloom, destruction, depression, death, and war to exist, and endless deception. Without these, by nature, they can't really rule or go forward. Many people did not understand the deeper nature of National Socialism, and many still do not. But the Jew understood this and waged war on these people to destroy them, like the Babylon or Babel or any other advanced civilization like Egypt. For this reason, many say that Hitler was on a race against time. Why, though, a spiritual revolution is the most central theme of National Socialism? Because this would mean the opening of awareness and the opening of the soul. The literal reawakening of the Gentile spirit to resist the enemy oppression. Without awareness, one cannot fight anything. All the ancient religions emphasized on awareness and life, all of which are aspects of the serpent animal and also the serpentine force. The serpent is symbolized by Satan, and the enemy religions are both against Satan. Remember, Satan leads to the tree of life and to the tree of knowledge. Both of these are allegories for the soul. The ancient texts in the East mention that the return of the Siddhas and the beings of light would signify the end of the age of what the enemy represents, which is decay. This is the coming of Kalki. Kalki carries with her battalions of light, who destroy the darkness and decay and bring the Satya Yuga of bliss and light. This is, though, an allegory. Actions and choices are still at stake. Humanity, as I said many times, will not necessarily be saved, and that is the truth. The feeling of false hope must be abolished and replaced with the ability to act. Spiritual people are the only ones who can really weed out this issue from where it began and actually wage useful war on the enemy. Physical action completes this, but everything starts with the spirit. Remember, everything is an idea before it manifests physically. Unless humanity elevates themselves spiritually, they understand the connection between spiritual and material, and they wake up from the alien-imposed Jew tricks, humanity will never, ever be saved. We have shared the most innate, deep, and powerful teachings on how the enemy will be destroyed. What remains is that people with enough self-love, love for the planet, and loyalty to the truth will act. This is up to us, and nothing is set in stone. Everyone on their own level, we are responsible. The whole message of the ancient religions and the teaching of Satan was that humanity guides its fate and not God. God is just a terminology.